KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome to KSL at Night. I'm Mara Carabello here with Leah Murray on the day of the eclipse, which we're not going to lead with, Leah. We're going to...
What? No, I feel like everyone does.
No, we're going to switch it up here. So we, as you well know, talk about politics a lot. And one of the key fundamental parts of voting is who's on your ballot, how does the ballot work, what's the art and the science to the ballot. So we're going to talk about two interesting stories that will impact our ballots in 2024, but people are probably not paying much attention to them. First is an event that is happening in Utah. I'm going to read the headline that grabbed our attention from today, and it says Utah will host a presidential debate next week, but not the candidates you expect.
So I love that.
We've been talking a lot. I think most of our listeners probably have been tracking that Utah will have a presidential debate closer in October, closer to November's election. But we are also holding the Libertarian debate in Utah. It's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel in Salt Lake City, and it's going to be on April 19th. So this is not a major party, if we define the major parties as Democratic and Republican, but the Libertarian Party has had a strong foothold in American politics for generations.
Yeah,
it's been around
for
quite a while, right?
Right. No, I do feel like, what do you think about this? I feel like back in the 70s, like the Libertarians were, you know, like some cool alternative.
Right.
And maybe didn't have a ton of people. And Ron Paul was adorable when he went around the country saying the things that he said. But I do feel lately they've been more, does that make sense? Like, you know, kind of more plugged into affecting maybe Republican Party politics a little bit.
Right. So there's always been a relationship between a Republican philosophy and a Libertarian. Not always. They meet on the dark side, you know, at the dark side of the moon where the ACLU meets the Libertarians. But there's always been a relationship. But I think now it's fair to say that the Republican Party is having a fight for its center, its soul. And the Libertarians become, do they become a spoiler for this? Do they become a bigger factor? I also think this is a particularly interesting conversation for those of us who live in the Intermountain West, because I feel like Libertarian, the fences make good neighbors approach to the world is a Western approach to the world in many instances. So there are three choices for Libertarian candidates on your ballot this year. One is a former police officer. One is a tech entrepreneur. And the third one is an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Right. And I have never heard any of their names.
I haven't either.
So I'm not sure who they are. But you know what's kind of interesting? So I will just share this with you, Mara. Like up at Weber State University right now, we do not have a College Republicans chapter, but we do have Young Americans for Freedom and we do have Young Americans for Liberty, the latter being more libertarian. The former is a little bit more conservative. Does that make sense?
Right.
I just wonder if a little bit, maybe those students know who these people are, who this police officer is or who this tech entrepreneur is. And a little bit, too, we barely have any college Dems because Gen Z's kind of like over it.
Yeah.
And they're not interested in either of the two major parties. I don't know. Maybe this is the moment.
So it's also interesting because the ballot has been accessed by the Libertarians in 39 states. So again, the theme for this opening segment is there is more going on to the ballot than just really looking at Republicans and Democrats. And certainly one of them will be likely to be the victor.
So let me ask you a question. So the Libertarians may be the longest running third party, right? So we were talking about it. I know them at least going back to the 70s, right? So my question is, another third party that just said they wouldn't have a candidate is the No Labels third party. Mm-hmm. And a little bit, I wonder, Mara, what do you think about this? Like the No Labels didn't even have a candidate, got maybe more news about not having a candidate, you know what I mean? Like
right.
The conversations around it, than the Libertarians, which has been a solid third party for a generation or so. And they actually have candidates.
Yeah, you want to know, for me, the bad news is right now, political speech is really tied to financial prowess and contributions. Libertarians have sort of been very ideologically driven and maybe not as money driven, although they've had some big names and mm-hmm. we pay more attention when they gather big names, but no labels had some heavy hitters associated with it. So another sort of attempt at the ballot this year that led out with a big name is an independent in RFK or Robert Kennedy. And he also, again, to our conversation of the dynamics going on the ballot, Robert Kennedy is making a pretty big play. In fact, last week we reported on KSL at Night that his national average in polling right now is around 9%. That's a major showing for a first-time candidate. Now, one comes in with the name Kennedy.
When your dad is Bobby Kennedy.
And comes in with what is largely perceived as a right issue in an anti-vax point of view. So he's blending some really disparate principles right there. And last, 2 weeks ago, he brought to his ticket a woman who has no political experience, but has a lot of experience in raising tech money. So right. What you know is it looks like they may be a well-funded campaign.
Yeah. And what's interesting about Robert Kennedy Jr., one, he's on our ballot. So by the way, somebody who's at the Hilton or the Doubletree later this month will be on our ballot for the Libertarian Party. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be on our ballot as well.
And so far, that's true in only Utah.
That's
like,
right.
We are a unique state. This will change. Both of these parties will access more ballots. But Utah right now, we have four parties who have qualified for Utah ballots. And that's the most in any state in the nation.
Yeah. And the other thing I think is interesting, I think people assumed that Kennedy would pull from Biden, right? He'd be a spoiler, a third party spoiler for Biden. But actually recent polling, just like you talked about, he tends to come in with that anti-vax. And then this weekend, Mara, he decided to say that the January 6th Capitol attack wasn't really an insurrection. If he gets elected, he's going to appoint a special counsel to investigate whether prosecutions related to the attack were politically motivated. So he's basically coming in and going, right, I don't think it was an insurrection, and any one of the hundreds of people who have now been run through the system of law enforcement for their part in it, I'm going to have a special counsel investigate to see whether that was politically motivated, those prosecutions. Also feels like he's coming in for Trump's voters, right?
So the most fascinating part, I think, from a political science point of view, is that whenever there's a spoiler, whenever there's a third party, Leah, you and I have known who he's trying to spoil. Robert Kennedy is fascinating because much of the political discussion is, who is he spoiling?
Right.
And his answer to the question is politically brilliant, in which he loves the moniker spoiler. He takes that on and says, yes, I'm a spoiler, and I'm a spoiler for Trump, and I'm a spoiler for Biden. So he's playing it equally so. I will point out to Utahns, just to make this double, triple how you vote. In Utah, it's likely that if you are not for Trump, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you're not for Trump, then for sure Kennedy is a spoiler to Trump here. My rationale, Trump is going to win Utah. So there is no spoiling it for Biden.
He's spoiled.
The Democrat part of him spoiled his ballot.
Right.
So really it's a matter of taking away from a Trump vote here. So that will be an interesting consideration for those who want an alternative to Trump. And so I think he becomes a spoiler. Needless to say, the point here that we will continue to talk about is our ballot is going to be really dynamic and so, so interesting. And I think we're going to keep seeing these nuances play out. We're going to stick, Leah, with what's going on in Utah. And we want to talk about pay. Who gets paid what? Are we a part of the norm or is Utah way out of whack? So stay tuned with us on KSL at Night.